As I usually say at the start, like, I get less and less notice of what I'm going to say. It gets worse each week. But I was told to say some stuff today, and I'm told to do a particular thing, speak on one thing, and then switch to the next thing. And I'm just going to do what I'm told, so it should, like, work out right. In the last month, I talked about your body, soul, and spirit. You've got a soul that inhabits your body, your physical body. Your soul has a centre part, your spirit, and then the outside of your soul, you've got your mind, will, and emotions. Your mind you think with, your emotions you feel with, and your will you choose to do stuff with. When you believe Christ died for your sins, your spirit, the centre part of you, got joined with Christ on the cross, died with Christ, got raised with Christ, so your inside got born again. Then, to testify that you got born again and made righteous, God sent his Holy Spirit. As Paul said in Ephesians, as a down payment to guarantee your inheritance. So the Holy Spirit is sent to you to live in within you, to impart the life of Christ in you. And that's a sign that God considers you righteous, because the Holy Spirit is part of God. The Holy Spirit can only dwell in a place that's holy or righteous. And a sign that you've received the Holy Spirit is a sign that you're righteous, that you're accepted by God, because if you weren't righteous, the Holy Spirit wouldn't be able to dwell within you. So the fact that you have the Holy Spirit, if you ever experienced the peace of God, the love of God, then it's testimony that you have had your sins forgiven, because the Holy Spirit can't indwell somebody that is not sanctified and righteous before God. So I said the Holy Spirit, I talked a while ago about feelings, that you can feel peaceful in your spirit, and at the same time you can feel in your flesh to do with your situation that, you know, you can feel a bit perturbed, a bit stressed. But the thing that I said is that whatever circumstance you experience, it can't affect you spirit deep. And I was told to say that, I started off by saying Jesus Christ was on the, I think it was Sea of Galilee, with the fishermen, and there was a storm brewed. And then I was told to say that when the storm whips up water, it only affects the top 10 metres of the water. Anything below 10 metres, the storm doesn't affect it at all. So, you know, fish 15 metres down don't know there's a storm. Your spirit cannot be perturbed by anything that you go through. It stays constantly peaceful before God. You always have a place that is peaceful before God, irrespective of what you're going through. The top 10 metres in the analogy is like, you know, what you feel in your flesh. And, you know, the Holy Spirit can give peace to you in a time that you feel stressed. And in the analogy, I stopped there that day. I finished the thing that I was saying. I'm told to finish it off today. It started off with the story, Jesus Christ, when the disciples were in the boat and getting stressed, Jesus told the storm to stop, and it stopped. You know, that's the main thing, that's the main point of the story about Jesus. Jesus Christ, when he walked around as a man, had the authority to tell the storm to stop. Since then, he's died, got raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, and God has put all heaven and earth underneath his feet. So Jesus doesn't have any less authority today than when he walked around and he calmed the storm, which means that any storm, you know, of life that you go through, Jesus still has the authority, like, to calm the storm. And all he needed to say was, be still, and the whole thing stopped. Now, we wanted to say that because whatever you're going through in circumstances of life, whether you're in a nice, we got to be the sheep, a nice field with green grass and all nice and peaceful and restful and sitting down and having some nice grass, God's give you a holiday regarding attacks, or whether you're in the middle of an attack, your surroundings is, God is obviously in complete control because he is sovereign over all things, which means he reigns over all. Jesus Christ has the authority over all the situations that you're in as well. So I was getting attacked in a particular way regarding some people that I know, and I didn't plan what I was going to say. I didn't work it out in theory if I agreed with it, but it got to the point where I said, God, I've had enough of this attack. I've just had enough. I know Jesus calmed the storm. If you tell the thing to stop, it'll stop. So can you just tell it to stop, because I've had enough? and he did actually stop it. Like a week later, something happened. But I was told he'd sorted it. I was told, as soon as I said it, I was told that he'd done it. And I was told, you know, step forward if I thought he was true with his word that he had sorted it. So I stepped forward. I was told, step forward again if you think that I definitely have sorted it. So step forward again. And then after that, I wasn't allowed to ask for anything else because I'd already said I think he sorted it. And then a week later, I saw it got sorted. So now that involved people. So the idea that God's in control of stuff and Jesus is in control of stuff, but he's got no authority over people because that means he interferes with free will. That's like rubbish. The Word of God says God sits in heaven, he does as he pleases. and he seriously does do as he pleases. God can make a person move without interfering with their, you know, so-called free will, because God knows exactly the circumstances which a person needs to be in order for them to make any move he wants them to move. So he doesn't have to come in and force them to do something, but he can put them in exactly the set of circumstances that he knows that they will definitely move a certain way. So he can engineer their outside, all outside factors of them, and know that they will definitely move a certain way because he made them and he designed them and he knows how they work. So he can make a person do what he wants without coming in and forcing them to do it. He can work from the outside and put them in a situation where they do move according to the way he wants. So I just wanted to say it's not true that God can't move a person to do what he wants, because he can. And also, behind every attack, say there's an attack, behind every situation you involve with, which is a sort of attack coming in your direction, it does start off with an attack, and God can kill the root of the attack, and then it filters down. So, you know, he can do it that way as well. So, you know, he seriously does sit in heaven, and he does do as he pleases, and Jesus Christ is in control, and does have the authority to stop, to stop any storm. And God will allow you to be tested in the way that he wants. And when I say tested, not tested to see if you will, you're not to test you to see what mark you get, but he can engineer a set of circumstances which overall has the effect of increasing your faith. So God will do what he wants. If it's not time for him to stop a storm, he won't stop it. But there can be a certain point where you're in a storm and you get to the end, you get your grace runs out to put up with it, and when your grace runs out to deal with it, he's the one that gives you the grace to deal with it. So he will step in and do something when your grace runs out. And you might go to him a bit too early, before your grace actually runs out, in fear that your grace is going to run out soon and you don't want it to get. But God lets it get to the point that he wants, because he wants you to walk in a certain amount of faith. But when you do actually run out of grace and you cannot actually deal with it anymore, he will always stop it, because that's his promise. Right, so the point of the first thing was to say Jesus Christ does have authority over all things. That's what I've told to say, then I'm told to switch it to something completely different. Well, like Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In that, basically, Jesus says, you can't come to God unless you're born again on the inside, unless you get changed on the inside. And the way that happens is you are resurrected by the life of Christ. Jesus also said, I have come that you may have life and life in all its fullness. A different translation is, you may come. Or Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. So the Word of God also says in Romans, Paul says, this is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. That's talking about the Holy Spirit imparting the life of Christ to you, but it says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That is the law, that when you get the Holy Spirit, there's a law that the Holy Spirit imparts the life of Christ to you. Paul says in Galatians, he says, I died with Christ, and the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So, all those words say that you died with Christ, and then you get the deposit of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit imparts the life of Christ to you. Now, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the life of all the different, God gave life to man, to woman, animals and stuff like that. Jesus said, I am with the resurrection and the life. Of all the lives, Jesus' life, the life of Christ, that is the top life, that is the gold standard, that is the life. Everything else is less than that life. So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He didn't just say, I give life. He said, I am life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He says, I have come that you may have life and life in all its abundance. I have come that you may have life and life in all and life in all its fullness. So before you became a Christian, you had life. You were alive. Then when you became a Christian, your spirit died. It got born again. So you have your own life. You were made, your spirit was born of God, made holy. So you have that life, that's your life. You've been brought back with the life of Christ. But your body and your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, they're not born again. But you receive the Holy Spirit that imparts the life of Christ to you. And that life which is imparted to you, whether it's the fruits of the Spirit giving you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, or it's the Holy Spirit shedding abroad in your heart the love of God, all that has the same DNA. It's like a water of the same DNA, and that flow, that thing that imparts all those things to you, the peace, love, joy, that it is just the life of Christ. It's one thing. It's the life of Christ. It bears many fruits. But the thing that's imparted to you by the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ. And that life is a better life than any other type of life. So that is why Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and life in all its fullness. When you believe Christ died for your sins, the main thing that happens is you get your sins forgiven, you get the righteousness of God, you get straight with God. But then you get the Holy Spirit who imparts the life of Christ to you. And that life, there's a thing in Ezekiel where the river of life, in an analogy, the river of life, wherever it goes, it imparts life. And then there's trees on the banks of the river that got like leaves for healing and stuff like that. But it says this river of life, whatever it touches, it brings to life. And the Holy Spirit in you imparts the life of Christ to you. And the life that it imparts to your emotions is better than any emotions that you can feel without Christ. The life it imparts to your mind is better than any life in thinking that you can have without being a Christian. What I'm saying is that the main thing that happens to you when you become a Christian is that you get straight with God, you get righteous, you get saved from the wrath of God, accepted into the kingdom of God. But also you get the Holy Spirit who imparts his fruit to you, but he makes the life that you live, you live it in the most fullness that you can. The life that you experience is the most full is the most, the life that flows through your veins like water, that life is, it's the best type of life. The DNA of that life is the life of Christ. It's like it imparts life and makes things grow the best, better than any other life that there is. So what I'm saying is, that's why Jesus said that I have come that you may have life, and life in all its fullness. He came so that you could have your sin forgiven, but a secondary thing that happens is you experience the most strong type of life that sets alive your emotions, your mind, your will, in the best way that you is the best way that it can be set alive, and that is a secondary consequence of you being a Christian. Right. Now, I don't have much time to look at it, but there must be a point where those two things are stuck together. And the first thing I said is Christ has authority over all things, and the second thing I said is Christ imparts his life to you, and that is the most abundant life that you can have. The only thing that I can see, the point where they go together, is that the Holy Spirit changes you, he moves you, he sets life to you in different ways, and you do not need to fear the way that he sets the different parts of you alive, because as well as Christ imparting his life to you, he is also in control of all things. So any opposition that you may have in displaying the life of Christ, God is Jesus Christ, who that life comes from, is Lord and is in charge of all the things and all the experiences that you have. So you are completely protected in displaying the fruit and the life of Christ, because where it comes from, Christ is sovereign. God is sovereign, but Christ has authority over all things, can cause any storm to stop, which means that when he imparts life to you, he also has the authority to protect you in that way that he imparts that life to you. So you're safe and you're covered in displaying the life of Christ. And that is it.